From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will be speaking from Vienna shortly about the state of negotiations with Iran over Tehran's nuclear program. VOA's Heather Murdoch says apparently no breakthrough has been reached.
Senator Kerry is expected to speak to us in less than an hour about where the negotiations stand at this point. He's not expected to say there has been a deal made or not a deal made, especially the former, because no one single diplomat would announce a deal of this magnitude on his own. But we do expect to hear a little bit more about whether the latest deadline, which is Saturday, is expected to be met, or if they're going to make a larger announcement, whether or not they're going to have a deal either before then or after then.
That's VOA's Heather Murdoch reporting from Vienna. The International Monetary Fund trimmed its 2015 global economic forecast Thursday, saying the main culprit was weaker growth in the United States, the world's largest economy. The IMF is predicting 3.3% growth across the world this year, down from its 3.5% prediction in April. With foul winter weather in early 2015, the American economy contracted 0.2 percentage points in the first quarter, and the IMF has cut its U.S. growth forecast for the year to 2.5%, just slightly above the 2014 figure. But the Washington-based agency is projecting 3% growth in the United States in 2016. With global growth accelerating to 3.8%. IMF Research Chief Olivier Blanchard downplayed the effect of the Greek debt crisis and Athens' bid for a new bailout to keep from being ousted from Europe's 19-nation euro currency bloc. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew does not see the Greek debt crisis or China's market volatility as direct threats to the U.S. economy. VOA's Victor Beatty reports days before a European Union summit on Greece, Lew also called on Greece's creditors to give Athens a sustainable debt and growth path.
Speaking Wednesday at the Brookings Institution think tank in Washington, the Treasury Secretary says neither Chinese market volatility nor the Greek debt crisis pose an immediate threat to the U.S. economy. He maintains it is in the best interests of all parties involved to find a resolution so Greece's debt is restructured and the country is on the path towards sustainable growth.
I think it's a mistake for the European economy, the global economy, to take the risks that are involved with an uncontrolled crisis in Greece.
Lew says he believes there remains a solution to the Greek fiscal crisis, but he says the reluctance to restructure European debt is deep on the part of many European players. He says the question to be answered in the next few days is, can the parties build enough trust so Greece can take the actions it needs to so Europe can restructure Greek debt and make it more sustainable? Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. National Security Advisor has harshly criticized South Sudan on the anniversary of its independence, saying President Salva Kiir and the former vice president, rebel leader Riek Machar, are directly responsible for the country's return to war. Susan Rice, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said in a statement Thursday that over the past 19 months, the South Sudanese government and rebels committed appalling crimes against innocent women, children, and the elderly. President Kiir and Riek Machar and their cronies are personally responsible for this new war and self-inflicted disaster. And only leaders on both sides can end this violence, Rice said. Lawmakers in South Carolina's House of Representatives have approved a measure to remove the Civil War-era Confederate flag from the grounds of the state capitol in Columbia. The bill passed early Thursday morning by a vote of 94-20 on its third and final reading after more than 13 hours of contentious debate. It is a new day in South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley said on her Facebook page. Thursday's vote caps an intense effort that began after 9 parishioners of a black church in nearby Charleston were fatally shot during Bible study on June 17th. FIFA has expelled former executive committee member Chuck Blazer, who admitted to accepting massive bribes and became an informant in a U.S. government investigation that has shaken the world football body. In announcing the lifetime ban Thursday, FIFA's ethics committee said Blazer committed many and various acts of misconduct continuously and repeatedly while serving in senior positions. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.